Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Colby will be reading your questions and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions in by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's begin.
Hey, Colin, how much cash should I keep on hand in retirement for emergencies or market downturns?
This is very poignant as we've seen a lot of downturn recently in the markets, and a lot of people are getting a little bit more scared as to what the markets are going to do with the political standing, with the globalization. And for a few years now, there's been a lot of quote unquote experts saying we're going down the path of a recession, which I do believe we'll have a recession. I just don't know when it's going to be. And they've been saying, oh, it's next year, it's this year, it's coming soon. So there's a lot of fear tactic happening. And I just, fear is not the way to help people prepare. So when we go through this and we're starting to talk about, okay, what kind of cash should I have on hand? I don't think this question is about necessarily just the cash on hand. I think this is talking about how we should have our total portfolio balanced. As we go through financial planning, we start talking about these different things. We're talking about what we call the world of finance. What that is we've got three different attributes a financial vehicle can have. However, there's no perfect financial vehicle out there. They're all flawed in one way or another. And what we're trying to do is counterbalance the negative attributes of one vehicle against the pros of another. So those attributes that we can pick from is we have safety, we have growth, and we have liquidity. But you get to choose up to two, and sometimes you only get one of those attributes. Now cash, as we look at that, cash is what we'd call our emergency fund. We don't want a lot of funds in our emergency fund, but if we don't have an emergency fund, boy, are we up a creek. We need to be prepared for us to have these downturns and have this cash on hand so that I'm not trying to sell off stock when the markets are down, or I have a CD or an annuity that is illiquid and I've already pulled the money I can out without penalties, but I really have an emergency. I need a new roof. I went to the hospital. I have a 20 grand bill from the hospital. Whatever it is, we need to have this cash on hand so that if the two other pieces of our plan, if there's only two other pieces, are in a bad place, we can pull from here. So as we go through here, money at the bank, checking savings, money market account, high yield savings account, their attributes are safety and liquidity. They really don't have growth, long-term growth at least. Then we go in and say, all right, what are the other pieces of our portfolio that we can utilize? Well, we have stocks and bonds, which typically sit in the growth and liquidity, but we give up our safety with those ones. This is typically long-term money. For those who are getting close to retirement, you know, again, about 5 years out, or you're in retirement at this point, this money is not money I want to take from regularly. This is money I want to use at least 5 years from now, but preferably 10 years from now. Now, that seems like a long time horizon for those who are like, I'm already in retirement. I'm already retired. Like, I need this money to live off of. Well, the key is we want to use that money, but it's again, the back end of our plan. And what we want to have is a front end of our plan where we can use some money that is secure but growing in an appropriate way to bridge that gap to get that long-term money. So then we go to the next one, which is CDs and annuities sit in this next section of this world of finance, which is safety and growth. And we're giving up our liquidity. And that's where we have to be very careful. Now, I'm not advocating for any of these types of assets. I'm just saying these are some of the attributes that are associated with them. You need to be prepared for the pros and cons of what's happening. An annuity or CD, again, we're giving up our liquidity, but we get safety, and typically it's a guaranteed safety. So I can draw income from it without worrying about market downturns. And when the markets are up, maybe we do pull from our stocks and bonds. But the key is having that diversification so that I can choose where to pull my money from. Now, when it comes to cash, I typically would go with at least 3 months of emergency fund. 6 months is preferred for almost every single person I talk to. It's all dependent upon your risk tolerance. Some clients I recommend a little bit heavier on the cash, or if you have a big expense you know is coming up, or you want to do a big trip, or whatever it is, you just want to make sure that it's appropriate based on the other assets and where they're invested as well. A lot of folks will say, hey, well, Colin, like cash feels safe. Like, why wouldn't I put my money there? Well, the problem is, yeah, the markets are volatile, but we also have inflation that's eating away at us. We have a lot going on at the same time, and we have to peel back those layers of that onion. Pre-retirees often will bring in biases or habits that weren't necessarily appropriate or are not necessarily appropriate for your retirement self, for your retiree. Maybe it was appropriate while you were working and you could go without having as much cash on hand, or you had a lot more cash on hand because you had this strong job that paid very, very well. And we have to adjust that. We can't do the same things we were doing in the accumulation phase as we are in the distribution phase, or what I call the preservation phase, which again is those first few years before retirement, the first few years in retirement. These can be pretty detrimental if we don't plan. You know, if we want to retire and it just happens that the year I want to retire is a bear market, well, we don't want to delay our retirement another year or two or three to recover from the market losses. So we got to start preparing and getting our money allocated appropriately so that when the bear market hits, I'm ready to go. I can retire whenever I want and not stress about my money being down. The last piece, this last bias I want to talk about here is oftentimes there's a lack of confidence in investments. People have bad experiences with stocks and bonds or whatever vehicle it is, annuities, CDs, checking savings banks, cash, whatever it is, everyone comes in typically with a little bit of bias against one or another. Again, none of them are perfect. They all have a job to do, and we need to make sure that each of those segments of my portfolio are attached to a goal and a job for me in retirement. We don't just have it in there. We don't want to just buy vehicles, financial vehicles, and build a plan around them. We want to build a plan and put the vehicles into the plan that makes sense for your specific circumstances.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.